Well, I don't want to spend too much time, but I want to share with you my phrase for this year. And it's a phrase that in many ways is, it was a battle cry to the Hebrew people. Whenever they would go out to battle, this would be the phrase that they would say. And the truth is, we're going to leave here tomorrow, and we are going to enter into a world that will be a battle. And for some of you, God is inviting you to step into something new. For some of you, God is asking you to step up into something new. And for some of you, you're about ready to encounter the hardest thing imaginable. And I want to give you a phrase, because this is what the scripture is. The scripture is filled with phrases, hooks, and verses, characters, and stories for you to be inspired by, for you to be reminded of. I want to tell you about one of the most unlikely leaders. Sure, he was someone who was faithful. He walked closely to Moses. He was someone who just found himself being an aide and watching a leader lead for 40 plus years. Someone he respected immensely. And then this leader passes. And then all of a sudden, in this moment, he's got to step up. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments, maybe in the marketplace, maybe in your family, maybe in your school, maybe on your team, but you have a moment for you that God has put before you to own, to step into, to put all of the gifts and the Holy Spirit that is within you on display for God's glory. And this is the moment that Joshua finds himself in. And hear these words. We just heard our students singing a beautiful song, basically quoting this exact scripture. And it says this: be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Three times in four verses, the same phrase: be strong and courageous. And this is what our world needs. And I'm talking to you. Our world needs you to be strong and courageous. And I'm talking to you, parents. Our world needs you to be strong and courageous. And even to you, students, third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders, to be strong and courageous. To you who are grandparents, be strong and courageous, because you don't know what this next season will bring, but what you can know is that God will be with you and for you, and you do not have to be afraid. And here was the battle cry. It was this simple phrase, and it's two words, and it's so beautiful to me. Be strong and courageous in Hebrew is the greatest phrase ever. It's Rock Shazak. All right, let me hear you say it. Rock Shazak. No. You're just about ready to go into battle. You're like, yeah, Rock Shazak. You're going to die. I mean, have you ever seen Kirk Cousins? You ever seen Tom Brady on the sideline? You ever seen like someone who's just so passionate? I was just talking with some friends a couple weeks ago. I hung out with Ray Lewis. That guy was like Red Bull on steroids. All right? And here's like the thing. I think for some of us, we're like, yeah, it's just going to be Rock Shazak today. Just going to be really strong and courageous. Just going to go through life. It's really hard. No. Inside you, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave is within you. And when you start to live into that, grounded in the truth of Scripture, and you find yourself going, you know what? God has gifted me with gifts. God has given me moments. God has given me opportunities. And here's your responsibility: to step into it, to step up to it, to speak up, to live for. This is your Rock Shazak moment. And here, let me just tell you this. Do you know up until the 17th century, they only actually believed that there were white swans? White swans. Do you know how many black swans it takes to prove that there are actually black swans? How many? One. And I say this, as it takes just one person to actually step out and be strong and be courageous. It takes one person to step out and to love. It takes one person to actually rise to a moment and rise to an occasion. And here's my thing for you. I think our world is waiting for some black swans to step up. And I think that there are dreams within some of you. I think there are desires that God has given to you. And I'm telling you right now, here's your moment. This year, this season, rock Shazak. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, is Joshua has the chance to basically lead people to the promised land. And you know what he does? He comes across the Jordan River. And the Jordan River is one of the fastest flowing rivers in all of the world at this time. It starts at the top of the mountain and begins to make its way all the way down to the Dead Sea, and it is moving. You wouldn't just step into it, because if you did, you're gone. And you wouldn't walk across it. But God says, I need you to get to the other side. You know what he does? He basically says, I need some people to stand up who will be willing to lift up the Ark of the Covenant. And when their feet stand up and walk through the waters will basically stop. It will create a pathway like this for all of the people to get to the promised land. And I started really thinking about this. What guts it must have taken. They are holding the Ark of the Covenant, which represents the presence of the Holy God, and they're holding it, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, I'm holding the Ark of the Covenant, and I'm going to step my foot into the fastest flowing river ever. This could be a train wreck. And yet by faith, they do it. And they find themselves just parting it. And I just started thinking. I started thinking if it's like what that must have required. That must have required people who are strong and courageous. And then like deep within, I'm like thinking this. I'm thinking when these students are singing the song and I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for our church and back in Chicago. I've been thinking about it so much over the past few months. Like, what would it look like if there was a whole group of people who said, you know what, I'll be that person who holds up the banner, the covenant, the truth of God, and I will be willing to step out. I will be willing to go first. I will be willing to demonstrate with my life Rock Shazak. And then I'm just sitting back there listening to the song, and I'm watching these kids do this and this and this and this and awesome, awesome. And I'm like, yeah, but what about the parents? Which dads, which students, which people would actually say, you know what, I'll stand up. I'd stand up. I'd stand up right now and just say, you know what, I'll be someone in my family. I will be someone in my marketplace. I will be someone in my team. I will be someone in my school. I will be someone in my neighborhood. I will be someone in my life with everything in me that will say I will be strong and courageous and not afraid, because the God of all creation is with me and for me. And I'm just asking today, just asking, no pressure. Don't feel motivated in any way unless God is asking you, speaking to you, who will be in this house right now willing to take a stand and say, by my life, I will live Rock Shazak. I will be strong. I will be courageous. I will not be afraid of what the world has to offer. I will not be afraid of temptation. I will be the man. I will be the woman. I will be the student. I will be the leader. I will be the child of God that he has called me to be. That's my charge to you. I could tell you some stories, and I could tell you the scriptures, but right now, in this house, I'm asking who's going to stand up and with their one and only life declare, Rock Shazak. I see that. 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 Rock Shazak. Now you sound like you're ready to go to battle. Now I see this kind of spirit where the enemy goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm going to Indiana. I ain't going to Wisconsin. I ain't going to Illinois. I'm not going to Minnesota, because you know what? I see a group of men and women, students and leaders, who will not be afraid. That's what Fort Wilderness is about. For you to be inspired, reminded about the truth of Scripture, the power of the Holy Spirit, the love that God has for you, and the way of our Lord, Savior, and Rabbi Jesus Christ. May you not be afraid. May you not walk this world with discouragement, but may there be a fire within you. And may in the moments when you feel scared out of your mind, may you have the courage and chutzpah to say, Rock Shazak. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care if you got to fire yourself up before a meeting and you're standing outside the boss's office and you're like, Rock Shazak. You're going to go in there. I don't care if you're on a walk before you got to talk to your husband. Rock Shazak. And there will be some moments when it is not just a battle cry, but it's the outcry of your heart. Because it's so scary. And you got to put yourself in a situation where you are going against a system. And you are going against evil. And you're going against difficulty. And it can't even be a battle cry. It's the outcry of your heart because it matters so much. And in this moment, you're like, Rock, Shazak. You can't even scream it. It's just within you. And you got to believe it and hold on to it and allow the strength of God to pull you forward. And I pray, whether it's a battle cry or the outcry of your heart, we will not let fear win because fear is a liar and so is the enemy. And God is with us and God is for us. Amen. Grace and peace.